This is Matt Wells with UN News. Well, can you imagine going to the gym for a 24-hour workout? That's what Peter Koopmans did between Sunday and Monday to raise awareness and funds for child victims of sexual abuse, doing thousands of pull-ups, push-ups and squat thrusts at UNAIDS in Geneva, starting at midday on Sunday, World AIDS Day. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, the tireless Ironman explained what the achievement means for him and for the human rights organisation in South Africa, Operation Bobby Bear, that's helping abused youngsters, many of whom have been at risk of contracting HIV.
I think I feel both very tired, but also very euphoric. It's a heck of a challenge. I mean, if you count everything together, it's like 30 miles run, 1,500 pull-ups, 3,000 push-ups and 4,500 squats.
Painful just hearing you say that.
It is painful. It is.
How are your legs? Or everything else?
No, the legs are very sore. Yeah. The arms are quite okay, but the hands are okay, so they didn't rip or anything.
I'm just going to describe your hands. Let's have a look at them. So we've got a fair few calluses on the palms of your hands where you've been obviously working pretty hard on the pull-ups. Yeah. You've got tape all over your finger, your forefinger and your thumb. That's normal, is it? Precautionary?
Yeah, that's okay. Precautionary. That's just to protect the fingers and the thumb during the pull-ups.
And I see you're wearing a 20-pound weight vest which says, please donate.
Yeah.
So that's an important message.
We did this to raise funds for South African human rights organization, Bobby Bear, who takes care of children that have been sexually abused. So we opened up GoFundMe page and we hope to reach our target of 25,000 Swiss francs.
You've already done so well. Tell me just if we can go a little bit deeper into these kids. Why is there an apparent spike in the number of sexually abused kids? Is it really just registration or recognition?
One of the reasons is because in South Africa there's a popular belief that if you have sexual contact with a virgin, that you're cured from HIV/AIDS. Therefore, I mean, some people rape even babies of 3-4 months old, so it's gruesome, it's horrifying. And we thought it was a very noble cause, and we wanted to do something for the people who help those children.
I think it's amazing that you're doing this, and you started, let me just remind people, 24 hours ago, and you're still standing talking to me, so I won't keep you long. What is the message over and above doing what you can, doing your bit? Did you think you could actually achieve this?
I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew I had put in the training volume. There was a lot of variables that I thought were difficult to predict, like working out during the night. The period between midnight and 6 o'clock in the morning was extremely difficult.
Why is that?
It's because your body then naturally goes to sleep. So I think my body wanted to do the same, but I had to do pull-ups, push-ups and squats. So
it is amazing what you've done. I'll let you go. You must be exhausted, but I think you've done your job and you deserved a lot of rest. Although I don't know what your boss said. How long have you got off? Any time to rest?
I'm taking the afternoon off and tomorrow I'll be back in the office.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.